Hey everybody, this is Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor. I'm doing a Saturday afternoon, I guess it's Saturday morning, around 9:40. Been up early. And I came down to the post office because I got a couple, well, I thought I only got one thing, but it looks like I got some cards from Drive-Thru RPG Now. It was something I ordered a little while ago. I didn't get a notice, though, that they shipped, so that was weird. I think it's for Phil Reed once. Let's see. Just one deck. Oh, it's the On the Other Side deck. So, what was his last one? I still have to get the other one. I backed it, so I got the two decks. So it's a tuck box. I think it's 52 cards. So on the back, Phil Reed. So when the heroes come across the closed door in the dungeon, almost anything can be waiting on the other side. The deck of 52 cards provides the game master with several ideas for what the adventurers may come across on the other side of those closed and often locked dungeon doors. Simply draw a card from your deck, roll a die, and let your creativity loose. And it looks like they use the artwork from Dean Spencer. His artwork's pretty distinct. Let's see here. Okay. At least I didn't have to tear. A lot of times when I get these drive-through RPG sets, I always seem to have to rip the freaking tuck box to get inside. So, not this time. Let me see. Need more cards. You can find several drive cards. Yeah. All right. So, what it looks like. And tell you the truth, when I backed his Kickstarter, I only knew what it was kind of in general terms. I didn't even read it too much. I said, oh, that looks interesting. And he has such a cheap buy-in that I just thought, well, I'll just do it. Sometimes I just go in for the PDFs, but no, cards are always nice. So it looks like these are themed rooms. So he's got them numbered like armor, cells, library, tomb, rubble-filled chamber, nursery, well chamber, treasure vault, refuge pit. So you're getting the general theme of, you know, each card is its own theme. Now each card has a, let's see. Oh, okay. Some are D6. Looks like the library is a D10. Looks like most are D6s. There's D8 thrown in there, D4. So let's see. Let's just read the armory choices since that's on the top. It says racks of weapons and armor line the walls of this small chamber. Most of the gear is in sad condition and unusable. It says in parentheses, heroes who take the time to search the room may find. So the room description's on the top, and then possibly what could be found inside. A longsword wrapped in red silk, two, a tower shield made of elven steel, three, a quiver of 2d8 arrows, four, a two-handed sword in a plain scabbard. The pommel is decorated with small gems. Five, a wicked-looking mace topped with a metal skull that is covered in spikes. And six, the open-faced bassinet helm made of fine steel and covered in arcane runes. In parentheses, 1 in 6 chance it is a +1 magic item. All right. We'll do a second one here. So the general description of the room is a narrow passageway with 1d3 cells on each side. Each one of the cell doors is closed and locked. And there is a 1 in 6 chance of the cell being occupied. Number 1, the corpse of a goblin. 2, Ala Urshchi, a human rogue who claims he was unfairly imprisoned. If released, he tries to rob the party. Ungrateful little bastard. Number three is Lydia Toma, a half elven fighter. She is weak and grateful to her rescuers. Number four, a wolf. It attacks if it gets the chance. Five, a troll that lunges at the heroes. And six, Ionel Kurutu, an elderly mage who has been trapped here for decades. He is dying. In the library, large bookcases line each of the walls. Each shelf holds 2d20 books of all different shapes and sizes. A few of the books include, and then it goes through and has titles of books, The History of Abandoned Realms, The Assassin's Book of Arcane Poisons, The Codex of World's Worst Beasts, The Secret Runes of the Necromancers, Lost Spells of the Ruined Castle, The Bard's Last Song, a memoir, Nine Dragons of Hell's Park Mountain, 8, Why the Mages of Old Have Died, 6, or 9, yeah, I can count, 9, A Goblin's Haunted Helm, and 10, A Catalog of Forbidden Enchantments. So you get the gist of it. It's going to be kind of nice. I don't know if I'd use it, like, during game. Maybe I would. Maybe during a creation of an adventure, possibly, might be fun to add that little extra element of stuff, which, yeah, why not? It's all these little aids. I mean, I've got so many different things for just that. But, yeah, nice Kickstarter done by Phil Reed. Once again, he knocks him out of the park. And then the second package I have, I don't know how to open it here. Oh, pull to open. All right, let's see. I'm afraid to. This is a weird package. I have this. Oh, okay. That wasn't too good. And let me get it all the way up. Oh, wow. It is. Let me switch my phone around so I can talk in the microphone there. It is. So you want to be a game master by Justin Alexander. It's much bigger than what I thought. For some reason, I thought it was only 100 and some pages. But this thing's. This is over. This is like 544 pages, guys. It's huge. It's only $20, I think, on Amazon right now. Or I think Barnes & Noble is carrying it, too. But everything you need to start your tabletop adventure for Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, and other systems. Justin Alexander, he's the author of The Alexandrian. It's probably the most quoted blog, the most scholarly type of blog there is in the OSR. It's funny, like, you know, I hear him talk about stuff, and generally what he's talking about is, yeah, I do that, yeah, I know, I do that, I know. But he puts it in a way, I can't, he has a way of describing or putting these mechanics or thoughts that we have into terms. Like he's a very good teacher on this stuff, where I'm not good at doing that stuff. I know what I do, but do I know why I do it? I don't know. But he is definitely one that does a great job of it. Let's take a look at the back. It looks like it's already got a couple quotes from Monty Cook. It's not just the same old stuff that you've heard time and time again. Inside, you'll find amazing ideas and actionable advice, and any game master will find useful. And then by Matthew Colville, I think he's the YouTube guy. I wish I had Justin's book when I was 15. It would have made me a better DM, like it will make you a better DM. So, let's see here. Here's a little blurb on the back. Thanks to Tabletop Roleplay, millions of fans have created unforgettable collaborative stories. No matter what role-playing game you want to play, this book is the key to unlocking endless adventure. Award-winning game designer Justin Alexander has created an incredible compendium of advice and maps, perfect for any aspiring game master. This book is packed with the strategies you need to create amazing dungeons, battles, role-playing encounters, and more. Full of practical, hands-on advice and simple maps. Just reading the first chapter of this book will have you ready to run a game in less than an hour. From there, Justin teaches you all the skills and techniques you need to explore dungeons, solve mysteries, steal priceless artifacts, unravel strange conspiracies, and venture forth on epic journeys. No matter what game you're playing, this book is the key to unlock the limitless realms of your imagination. And his, I guess his credits here, let me see here, he is the RPG developer at Atlas Games and the co-creator of the Infinity role-playing game and the deluxe edition of Magical Kitties Save the Day. Don't know any of those, but that's okay. I do know Atlas Games. I do know that one. I'll have to look that up, though. I can't remember exactly. I might even have some things by Atlas Games, but I'm not sure what they are. He has previously worked with Fantasy Flight Games, Modiphius, Goodman Games, Steve Jackson Games, Dream Pod 9, Realms of Fantasy Magazine, Game Trader Magazine, and many others. The Alexandrian, his Emmy Award-winning website, is a huge online resource for players and game masters alike. And apparently he lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So, yeah, it should be. Let me see. The back price on this thing says it's $25, but like I said, I think you can get it on Amazon. I think I got it on Amazon for $20, $21, something like that. Yeah, it looks like he's got maps throughout here, too. So, I'm not sure. I really don't know much about this book, other than it's probably a... what do you want to call it? The collective of a lot of his ideas from the Alexandrian through the years and whatnot. He also has that, he did, I found about, I don't know, three months ago, he does have a YouTube site, which is pretty good. I mean, I do like, I like the way, and he's a very good teacher on there too. Again, he's one of those ones who's able to talk about and share ideas in a, he can share complex ideas and make it simple, I guess. I don't know. See, this is why I'm not good at it. I can't even describe what he does, but those of you who know him. So, you know, hey, if you want to get yourself a good gamer gift for yourself this holiday weekend or whatever, go get yourself So You Want to Be a Game Master by Justin Alexander. I haven't read one sentence of it other than the black back blurb and what I've just said there, but I know it's going to be very good. It's 544 pages, and like I said, it's $20 on Amazon, so it's going to be good. It's going to be good. So, all right, guys, thanks for hanging out with me on this Saturday morning. I'll take my cards and my book, and I'm going to go home and maybe go read a few pages. All right, guys, take care, roll better than me, and we'll talk soon.